gates when we saw the barbed wire of another camp, an iron door with this inscription over it: "Work is liberty." Auschwitz.
Okay, this part of the book confused me a little at first. Eli says that he and his fellow prisoners have just arrived at Auschwitz, but I thought they'd been in Auschwitz all along, ever since they got off the train. I went back and checked, and it turns out that Birkenau, where they just came from, was a part of Auschwitz. It was the place where prisoners were taken when they first arrived. Birkenau was where many new prisoners, especially women and children, were murdered immediately. Those who were not killed at Birkenau were stripped naked, shaved, disinfected, and brought into the main part of Auschwitz, where they were forced to work under threat of death. Although it's a relief that Eli and his father made it through Birkenau, it's scary to think about what could happen to them here. The SS officers have been treating the prisoners like animals, and sometimes even the capos, who are prisoners forced to watch over other prisoners, are cruel to the people they must supervise. We've seen the capos beat their fellow prisoners and steal their shoes. And of course, there was the incident where the deportee hit Eli's father. I know that Eli is going to describe many more examples of cruelty, so let's pay attention to them as we read. You'll notice that as the prisoners are treated like animals over and over again, they actually start to feel less than human. Let's continue after the space on page 38 with First Impression.
First impression? This was better than Birkenau. There were two-storied buildings of concrete instead of wooden barracks. There were little gardens here and there. We were led to one of these prison blocks. Seated on the ground by the entrance, we began another session of waiting. Every now and then, someone was made to go in. These were the showers, a compulsory formality at the entrance to all these camps. Even if you were simply passing from one to the other several times a day, you still had to go through the baths every time. After coming out from the hot water, we stayed shivering in the night air. Our clothes had been left behind in the other block, and we had been promised other outfits. Toward midnight, we were told to run. "Faster!" shouted our guards. "The faster you run, the sooner you can go to bed!" After a few minutes of this mad race, we arrived in front of another block. The prisoner in charge was waiting for us. He was a young Pole who smiled at us. He began to talk to us, and despite our weariness, we listened patiently. "Comrades, you're in the concentration camp of Auschwitz. There's a long road of suffering ahead of you, but don't lose courage. You've already escaped the gravest danger, selection. So now muster your strength and don't lose heart. We shall all see the day of liberation. Have faith in life. Above all else, have faith. Drive out despair, and you will keep death away from yourselves. Hell is not for eternity. And now, a prayer, or rather, a piece of advice. Let there be comradeship among you. We are all brothers, and we are all suffering the same fate. The same smoke floats over our heads. Help one another. It is the only..."